Today is the feast of the circumcision of our Lord. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to Titus, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished, that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. As far as the words of today's Holy Gospel. After 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Alphonsus tells us a story of a pious young English boy whose name was Edmund. One day, Edmund was walking alone in a meadow, and suddenly a radiant infant appeared to him and greeted him with the words, "God bless you, Edmund. Do you know who I am?" Edmund answered that he did not. "What do you mean by not knowing me?" replied the heavenly infant, "when I am always at your side. If you want to know who I am, look at my forehead." Edmund looked and read on his forehead these words, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." The child then added, "This is my name, and I desire that in remembrance of my love for you, every night sign your forehead with this name, and it will deliver you from a sudden death, as also will it deliver everyone who shall do the same." And so ever after, Edmund signed himself with the name of Jesus. And this was a protection against the temptations of the devil. And on one occasion, Satan seized his hands in order to prevent him from signing himself. But Edmund conquered the devil with prayer and forced him to tell what weapon he most feared. And the devil replied that it was those words, it was the name of Jesus, with which he signed his forehead. My dear friends, in today's gospel, our Lord is given his name. It is the name that the Holy Ghost gave through the angel Gabriel to Our Lady when he said, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus." Now, God the Father wished to honor his divine Son by giving him a name above all other names. And he commanded that this name be adored by angels, by men, and by devils. In the name of Jesus, says St. Paul, every knee should bow of those that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. That is, those in heaven, the angels and saints, on earth, us men, and under the earth, that is, Satan and the demons. But of all these groups, St. Alphonsus says, we are the ones who should adore the holy name the most. If, says St. Alphonsus, if all creatures are to adore this great name, still more ought we sinners, since it was for our sake that this name was given to Jesus. You see, the name Jesus means one who saves, or Savior. So the name of our Lord explains his birth, his life, and death, to become a Savior for men. And thus, concludes St. Alphonsus, we ought to thank God for giving him this name, For the name of Jesus at the same time consoles us, defends us, and makes us burn with love. The name of Jesus consoles us, for when we invoke this name, we are sure to find relief in all our afflictions. For our Lord not only has infinite power to help us, but he also has an infinite love for each one of us, and a desire to help and to comfort us. The name of Jesus defends us. It defends us against the deceits and the attacks of Satan. For as we learned in the story, and as St. Lawrence Justinian says, when you are tempted by the devil, invoke the name of Jesus, and you will be delivered. Finally, the holy name inflames us with a holy love. The name of Jesus is a name that expresses love, the love of God for men. It reminds us that Christ is our Savior and how much he did and suffered to save us. And so as we begin this new year, my dear friends, let us grow in our reverence and confidence in the holy name of Jesus. If you are afflicted with some cross or trial, invoke Jesus and he will console you. If you are tempted, invoke the holy name and he will give you strength to withstand your enemies. And finally, if you invoke the powerful name of Jesus, he will inflame your heart with his divine love. A certain emperor was once sent into exile, and after having ruled a great portion of the world, he now saw that only one kind of kingdom would ever last. And as he watched his dreams and his ambitions crumbling before him, this emperor said, "Only one name, only one, counts in the whole history of the world. It is the name of one born in obscurity, one who died a malefactor's death. And yet, after nearly 2,000 years, his name still lives on. His name still stirs the hearts and the souls of millions of men. They live for him, they die for him. And his name is Jesus Christ." Let us then honor and love this holy name, the name of Jesus. May God bless you, and may you have a blessed new year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.